Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Fort Wainwright is conducting an emergency response training today and tomorrow. Garrison spokesperson Eve Baker says the drills held every 2 years can incorporate a range of threat scenarios.
We don't actually know. They don't tell us in advance exactly what those are going to be. But typical scenarios might be like a mass shooting or an active shooter situation or some kind of explosion or some kind of disaster or criminal or terrorist event.
Baker says the drills involve both on and off post responders.
From Fairbanks and the borough, North Pole, the university, the airport, some of them will also be playing in the exercise.
Baker says there could be access delays at Fort Wainwright gates as well as at individual post buildings during the response exercises. Eielson Air Force Base is also conducting readiness training this week. This week's interior installation events are happening in conjunction with larger military exercises in the state. The Arctic Edge and Arctic Eagle exercises are aimed at testing operations in extreme cold weather conditions. They began last week and continue through March 7th. An Alaska state representative wants the federal government to name one of its new polar icebreakers the Polar Bear. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that Chris Tuck, an Anchorage Democrat, introduced a formal resolution yesterday calling on the U.S. Coast Guard to use the name, which would honor the historic Revenue Cutter Bear. That's a renowned ship that served in both world wars and once spared hundreds of whalers from starvation when their vessels became iced in off Alaska's northern coast. One of the reasons Tuck knows the history is because he once claimed a picture of the original bear when it was being removed from the Capitol's legislators-only cafeteria.
So I have this thing hanging in my office all this time. So the bear stares at me, and then so it was knowing that we were having some new icebreakers on the way that I thought, you know what better way of honoring the bear?
The Coast Guard is building 3 new polar security cutters, their term for heavy icebreakers. In April, the federal government awarded a $750 million contract for the first one's construction to a shipyard in Mississippi. The U.S.'s current icebreaking fleet consists of 2 vessels, a heavy icebreaker called the Polar Star and a medium icebreaker called the Healy. Both were built in the 1970s and are well beyond their expected lifespans. And one more heavy icebreaker, the Polar Sea, broke down in 2010 and has since been used for spare parts for the Polar Star. The U.S. is now playing catch-up to Arctic rivals that have far bigger icebreaking fleets. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrory.